When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Today's episode is called Peace and Perspective. A couple episodes ago, we used the scripture in Galatians 5:17. And it said, "For the flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other so that you are not to do whatever you want." Now, in the explanation or the context of that episode, I said how I wanted to do a separate episode that really just talks a bit about peace and using that as a measuring stick of if you're in the will of God or not. Because one of the biggest questions that come up in this space of faith is, how do I know from here if I'm hearing from God? Even in business, how do I know that this is the business that God has called me to? How do I know that this is my purpose? How do I know that this is what God is saying? And the answer a lot of times to that, and I've given this answer too, is that when you're in the will of God, that you will have peace. Now, as I've matured and grown in my relationship with God and my understanding of the word, that's still true. Jesus said in the word that he will leave us with peace. However, there is a nuance to it, or an asterisk, if you will, that I want to discuss a bit on this episode to provide some perspective for those of you who may be in that space. I mean, we're in the fourth quarter of the year. It's November. We're about to go into the last month of the year. I'm sure you're planning for 2024. I'm sure you're thinking about the business that you want to start. You're thinking of platforms that you want to launch. You're thinking of various endeavors. And if you're listening to the show, I'm pretty sure you're in that space where you want to make sure that these endeavors and the decisions that you're making are in alignment with God. And so I wanted to do this episode to provide a little bit of clarity to help you as you are learning to hear and follow the voice of God on behalf of your business and everything else. Now, when it comes to using peace as the measuring stick, we have to understand that there are layers to this concept of peace. We have peace of the flesh, and then we have peace of the spirit. The dictionary defines peace as a state of tranquility or calmness or quietness. Physically, if your flesh is experiencing peace, you can feel calm, you can feel relaxed, at ease. These are elements of feeling peaceful. And I believe that these are elements that we often associate with being in alignment, which again, and we'll go into this through this episode, is not always an indicator that you're in the will of God. Because if we look at the biblical definition of peace, it means when all essential parts are joined together. Some words that it has as synonyms are wholeness, harmony, accord. And it's interesting to me how this biblical definition of peace has nothing to do with how you physically feel. And that makes sense because in Galatians, what we read is that the flesh wants to do opposite of the spirit and the spirit wants to do opposite of the flesh. So that internal turmoil, that war within ourselves is obviously some type of tension happening. It's obviously a point of contention, which is contrary to what we may be trying to define peace as. So how we feel is definitely not a good indicator on if the peace of God is present. How we feel is not a good indicator on if we are in alignment with God. Now, to be fair, I'm not saying that whenever you are in the will of God, that it's always going to be stressful. It's always going to be tense and noisy. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is relying on our feelings and emotions alone are not a good indicator or a good measuring stick on the type of peace that we're experiencing. We can be experiencing peace of the flesh versus peace of the spirit. And in this episode, I want to provide some characteristics of both in an effort to help you kind of define what peace you may be experiencing so that you are using the correct form of peace as your confirmation on if you are inside of the will of God or not. Because a peace of the flesh means that you're satisfied. The peace of God means that he's satisfied. And I want to provide these characteristics, as I said, to really help you be able to see where you're at. So let's start with some characteristics of the peace of the flesh. A major characteristic is that peace of the flesh is usually present when your need for comfort and control are satisfied. Am I stepping on your toes right now? If you're somebody who doesn't like to be in the forefront, who doesn't like to be on camera, who doesn't like to be seen, I'm sure you have a ton of peace and calmness and tranquility where you're able to be behind the scenes. I'm an introvert. So whenever I'm able to be by myself, I have a ton of peace. I am so calm and at ease when I'm alone. If you're a people person, you may thrive and totally be comfortable in a space where you're working the room, you're at the front, the forefront, you're commanding stages, you're at these networking events, just really operating in that level of boldness that makes you feel alive. Your flesh is at peace at that point. And I'm going to keep re-emphasizing that there's nothing wrong with you being in a space where you're comfortable or you have that element of being able to relax. There are going to be times where your comfortability and the will of God overlap. Like, that's going to happen. It's not always going to be this fight. As an introvert who's called to podcasting, I'm very comfortable right now because I am by myself, talking to myself, right? So there is an overlap here of what makes me at ease and what's in the will of God. But again, I'm just providing these distinctions so that you understand that your flesh doesn't need to be the sole determining factor of if you are in alignment or not. Now, I think we're clear on what quietness of the flesh or peace of the flesh feels like. Let's transition a bit to talking about the peace of God or the quietness of the spirit, because it's these characteristics that you can bet your decisions on. It's these characteristics that you can hang your hat in knowing that I'm doing exactly what God is calling me to do. These are the characteristics that you need to write down, internalize, and use to say, okay, am I in or outside of the will of God? So first things first, quietness of the spirit or the peace of God that you can rely on, it always aligns with scripture, always. I'm going to read you an excerpt from The Spirit-Filled Life by Charles Stanley. This is a book I've mentioned many times on the show, and it's actually the book of our book club within the society. So it says, a couple came to see one of our pastors for premarital counseling. They had a date set, the chapel reserved, a dress made, and a caterer lined up for the reception. They were ready. In the course of his conversation with the couple, my associate discovered that they were living together. In fact, they had been living together for 2 years. Both claimed to be Christians. Each had a convincing story about how they came to know Christ, yet they saw no problem with their premarital arrangement. When the pastor asked them about it, the young woman responded, "Well, we love each other, and the Bible says that love is the most important virtue. So we figured it didn't matter. I mean, it's not like we're immoral or something. We are very faithful to each other." The more they talked, the more confusing it became. They really believed that they were in God's will. They had peace about it. Their conscience didn't bother them in the least. They could not understand the pastor's concern. The couple honestly believed the verses dealing with premarital sex didn't pertain to them. Their situation was different. Without putting it in these terms, the couple believed that there was a dichotomy between the spirit world and the world of principle and reason. They were taking their cues from what they felt, what they sensed God was approving. They were ignoring the objective, clear teaching of God's word. They were mistaken. Peace or no peace, guilty conscience or no guilty conscience, the word of God stands. It is the final authority for the spirit-filled believer. The spirit-filled life is a life in accordance with the teaching of Scripture, whether one feels like it or not, whether it bears witness to one's spirit or not. So whether you're comfortable and at ease or not, if it is not in alignment with God, it is not what God is calling you to do. And what I feel like a lot of us faith-based entrepreneurs mess up is we want to skip to just trying to use God on behalf of our business and not make our business, our life, and our decisions line up with the word of God. We want to do the work of sales and automations and AI and all of the fun stuff and making money, but we don't want to do the work of studying Scripture so that we know it, so that we understand it, so that we can live in accordance to it.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed. Right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
That's the work that we need to prioritize in this season. You don't need a strategy for 2024 in your business. You need to get acquainted with the word of God. You need to repent for your sin. You need to confront your brokenness. You need to confront the fact that you neglect God the second that things start going well. You need to confront the fact that you've made business and success an idol that has become more important than pleasing Him. Success around these parts, if you're listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, success has nothing to do with money, accolades, or accomplishments. Success has to do with pleasing God. All of that other stuff is a bonus. And when I talk to faith-based entrepreneurs and they're saying, like, I want to know if this is what God is calling me to do. I want to know if this is the business that God wants me to start. Usually that question is a symptom of a lack of an intimate relationship with the Creator. Usually that confusion is a symptom of not truly knowing what the Word says. And that question is an indicator that you are putting the cart before the horse and that you need to sit this business down for a second and really get acquainted with your God, the God that you say you love, the one that you say saved you, the one that you claim that you serve. If you're in a space where you're unsure of if you are in and outside of the will of God, then you need to put that decision or business or whatever it is to decide and get at His feet, not for the business, but for you. And most of the time, we don't want to do that because we feel like we're wasting time. We are so worried about maybe the pressing issues financially. We're so worried about trying to please our own lack of fulfillment that we have made that more important than pleasing the Father. Like, can we be real with each other for a second? Can we be honest? Because when you really are living a lifestyle that is approved by God, when you really are studying and understanding the Word, you're not tripping over what the decision is. Because one, you already know that your decision is in alignment with the correct lifestyle. And you already know that what is the will of God will stand. And what is not the will of God won't. And you have trust and hope and confidence in Him that as you're moving and building this business, that He will redirect you if necessary, that He will correct you if necessary, that His Word will be a lamp upon your feet and a light on your path. You can move with a level of peace and confidence. That's when your flesh will start to get in alignment with the Spirit, because it's confidence, it's trust. Remember in the beginning of this episode, we talked about how the biblical definition of peace is harmony and being on one accord. The last piece to being on one accord is your complete trust in Him. That's when the peace, the physical peace of being relaxed and at ease, meets the spiritual peace of being in alignment with God. That's when you start to feel comfortable and you're in alignment, is when you trust Him. And there'll still be times where your flesh might be a little stressed out about it, but there's this level of settledness, though, that doesn't go anywhere because you know God and you know that God will come through for you. You know that all things work out for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. You know that if you meditate on the Word day and night and do what it says, then what you do will succeed. You know that because that's what the Word says. So you can be calm and tranquil and peaceful because you know, and your hope and your confidence is in the Word. I remember, and I've told this story on the show before, when I was believing in God to have another child and I was stuck with this decision of, am I going to do IVF or am I going to try to conceive naturally? And I remember just one day there was this settledness in my spirit of, do not do IVF. And of course, my flesh wanted to stress out about it a bit because with my history, it didn't look like conceiving naturally and being able to carry the term was going to happen again. But it was a settledness in my spirit that this is what God wants me to do. So when I came into agreement with it and I trusted Him, my flesh calmed down. And we know how that worked out. I had my son 5-6 months ago, almost 8 years ago now. I had this pressing, I can't explain, that I needed to start a podcast. Now, this was very early on in my faith journey. I was not saved. I had one foot in, one foot out. I was going to church, but I was also going to brunch. I was out in these streets, but still trying to figure this Word out. That's the space I was in 8 years ago. But I know that that's God now. But back then I was like, this is something I want to do. But that feeling, it was a feeling that I couldn't shake. It was a settledness and a certainty till I knew this is something that I need to do. And I attributed it to my own understanding for a long time. But as I matured and grown, I knew that it was God that placed that inside of me because he saw this then. I didn't. I saw build a brand online that was a lot easier to do than being on my phone all day on social media. I saw it as a great business opportunity because a lot of people were going towards podcasting even then versus me trying to hop into the Instagram and Facebook thing. So I attributed to my own understanding then, but now being a more mature believer, I knew that it was God that placed that on my heart because he knew the millions of people that would be free as a result of this platform, even if I didn't know it back then. That's another characteristic of if you're in alignment with God or the peace of the Spirit is that there's just this, it's a certainty and a surety that you know that this is it. You don't understand why, you don't understand what the result is going to be. It's just like, it's this impression on your heart that this is what you need to do. Some of you, you're feeling that right now, where it's, you can't explain why, that there's this sense of urgency and there's this sense of certainty that there is something in particular that God wants you to do, or there's something in particular that you may want to do. You may not be in a space where you can recognize it as God. Go with it. Lean into it, because what happens is it produces a level of reliance on him. And I'm sure if you're listening to this show that you have an understanding of this is God placing this in my heart, right? So as you lean into it, he's going to start to give you direction. He's going to start to give you instruction. So just go with his flow. Move with the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our teacher, our guide. Follow the Spirit. That impression that I had and that sense of urgency I had to create a podcast, I moved on my own strength initially. But as I continue to build my relationship with God, as I continue to learn the word, as I continue to change my life to match up with what I was reading, then God, I began to hear God clearer and I began to make decisions that were in alignment. So yeah, I started the podcast with my own understanding and how I wanted to go about it by having a co-host, by talking about business. But then as I moved with God, he began to correct me and say, hey, do it by yourself. Change it to Blessed and Bossed Up. Talk about and teach my people how to make me the CEO of their business. And I started doing that. It was very scary. My flesh didn't have peace about it. I was tense every time I hit record on the microphone. I was scared every time I hit upload. I would hide every time the episode went live because I didn't want to get DMs because I felt like an imposter. My flesh was in complete turmoil, but my spirit was settled. And over the years, as we come up on 7 years, it's nothing for me to hit record on this microphone. I'm comfortable. I'm at ease. I hit upload and don't think twice about it. I wish somebody would slide in my DMs and try to play with me about what God wanted me, wants me to say on this platform. I'm at peace, spiritually and naturally. But there, as God continues to stretch me, though, there are some elements where I am leaning into his peace. But my flesh is totally uncomfortable. But that's okay. Because as I grow in my faith and I grow in my trust in God, I know that I'm not going to always be physically uncomfortable. But in the beginning, because I know many of you guys who are listening to the show, you are in uncomfortable seasons. Whether you're at the beginning of your faith or you're more advanced in your faith, we all get to uncomfortable seasons because God continues to stretch us. Wherever you may be, I wanted to do this episode to just provide a little bit of perspective on peace so that you're not misconstruing God's assignment because of how you feel about it. I don't want you to think that your flesh and how you feel emotionally is an indicator on if you're in the will of God or not. The peace of God is that settledness. The peace of God is always in alignment with his word. The peace of God is always going to force you to be in alignment with him. And I want you to make decisions from that place, from an obedient place, from a surrendered place, from a trusting place, and not let the enemy talk you out of your assignment because of how you feel. Because we got work to do for the kingdom of God. We got work to do in the entrepreneurial world for God. There's too much compromise going on. I was talking to a friend earlier and I heard God say that in order to make Christianity cool, we've compromised it. And I hate that. I hate that with a passion, that we think that because we love the Lord and we are live according to his lifestyle, that makes us less of business people or less effective in the marketplace, that his standard is not good enough. Like I can do a whole episode just going on a tangent about that, but I won't. I just wanted to do this one to provide you that clarity and hopefully that encouragement and prayerfully that push to say yes to whatever it is he's calling you to do, despite how you feel about it, and really tapping into the peace that he gives you and not the comfort that can oftentimes be disguised as peace. So that's it for this episode. If it blessed you, leave us a comment. If you're listening on YouTube, leave a 5-star review. If you're listening on any of the podcasting platforms, I love you guys and I'll talk to you next week.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.